Surah Yunus, verses 31-40.
As-salatu was-salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'd. We are on page 295 in the 11th juz of the Quran, Surah Yunus, looking at ruku number 4. Inshallah, commencing at ayah number 31-40. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. As we remember, Allah تبارك وتعالى said on the day of Qiyamah, فَزَيَّلْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ. In the previous ayah, Allah تبارك وتعالى would sever the bond between the mushrikeen and their false gods on the day of Qiyamah. And their false gods will disown them. They will say, مَا كُنْتُمْ إِيَّانَا تَعْبُدُونَ. You were never worshipping us. So Allah تبارك وتعالى now speaks about the falsity of shirk, refutation of shirk, and establishing tawheed, the oneness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, in the next five ayat. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, قُلْ مَنْ يَرْزُقُكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Ask them, who provides for you, who sustains you from the heaven and the earth? From above, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sends life-giving rains, which produces all types of vegetation on the earth for you to subsist on. So who is it that is doing this? The mushrikeen of Makkah believed in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, but they associated partners with Allah. So ask them, who is it that sustains you from the heaven and the earth? Or second question, وَمَنْ يَمْلِكُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارِ. Ask them, who controls your hearing and your sight? Who has provided these faculties and maintains their functions for you? Or third question, وَمَنْ يُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ وَيُخْرِجُ الْمَيِّتَ مِنَ الْحَيِّ. Ask them, and who produces the living object from the dead and the dead object from the living, such as an egg or the human sperm, which are essentially lifeless, but come forth from living creatures and from which living things are produced? وَمَنْ يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرِ. And ask them, and who plans and administrates all events? فَسَيَقُولُونَ اللَّهِ. They will readily respond, Allah. So if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does all of the above, so tell them, فَمَاذَا بَعْدْ فَقُلْ أَفَلَا تَتَّقُونَ. So will you then not guard yourselves against shirk? How then are you ascribing some other deity as a partner unto Allah, a false deity, and leaving the worship of Allah alone, when Allah alone is doing this? فَذَٰلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمُ الْحَقِّ. So the one who is described here with doing all of this, that is your Allah, your true Lord. فَمَاذَا بَعْدَ الْحَقِّ إِلَّا الضَّلَالِ. What else could there be beyond the truth except dalal, deviation? So since tawheed and oneness of Allah is the truth, shirk, ascribing partners, can only be deviation. فَأَنَّا تُصْرَفُونَ. So how are you diverted from the truth to falsehood? Ayah number 33, to console Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and put him at ease from the distress that their rejection of the truth caused him, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that just as these disbelievers are rejecting the truth, كَذَلِكَ حَقَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ. So has the decree of Allah, which Allah has recorded against them in eternity, so has the decree of Allah come to effect, عَلَى الَّذِينَ فَسَقُوا, in respect of all such defiantly disobedient ones, أَنَّهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ, they will not believe. So this is, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has pre-recorded certain events would be like this, so do not be consumed with grief about it. Ayah 34, ask them again, هَلْ مِنْ شُرَكَائِكُمْ مَنْ يَبْدَأُ الْخَلْقِ. Are there among your partner gods, whether they are animate, like the shayateen, they are living, or inanimate, like idols? Ask them, are there any of these, مَنْ يَبْدَأُ الْخَلْقِ, who initiates creation, who creates from nothing, ثُمَّ يُعِيدُهُ, and then repeats it in the afterlife? Can any of your idols, false gods, do this? قُلِ اللَّهُ يَبْدَأُ الْخَلْقِ. Tell them, it is Allah who initiates creation. ثُمَّ يُعِيدُهُ, and then repeats it. He will recreate, resurrect everyone in the hereafter. فَأَنَّا تُؤْفَكُونَ. So after knowing this, it is only the capability and the power of Allah in His Qudra. How then are you deluded? to worship others besides Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and to offer submission to anything else besides Allah. Ask them again, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, هَلْ مِنْ شُرَكَائِكُمْ مَنْ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْحَقِّ. Are there any of your animate partner gods who guides to the truth? Tell them, قُلِ اللَّهُ يَهْدِي لِلْحَقِّ. Allah guides to the truth. How does He guide to the truth? By endowing human beings with intelligence, by appointing anbiya to guide them. He is the one who is guiding to the truth, not your false gods. أَفَمَنْ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْحَقِّ أَحَقُّ أَنْ يُتَّبَعْ أَمَّنْ لَا يَهِدِّي إِلَّا أَنْ يُهْدَى. So is he who guides to the truth more worthy of being followed, or he who guides not unless he is guided? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, فَمَا لَكُمْ. So what is the matter with you? كَيْفَ تَحْكُمُونَ. How do you determine the cause of action? For you discard tawheed and subscribe to shirk. How have you come to the conclusion of shirk after all of these logical and rational arguments? وَمَا كَانَ. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَمَا يَتَّبِعُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ إِلَّا ظَنَّا. And the majority of them have no concrete evidence for their beliefs, and they do not follow anything but ظَن, baseless assumption. إِنَّ الظَّنَّ لَا يُغْنِي مِنَ الْحَقِّ شَيْئًا. Indeed, such baseless assumptions do not represent or replace the truth in any way. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ بِمَا يَفْعَلُونَ. Indeed, Allah is well aware of what you do. So they leave the Qur'an, they follow assumptions. But this is the Qur'an again. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about it. It has featured in this surah already. وَمَا كَانَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنُ أَن يُفْتَرَى مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. And it is not possible that this Qur'an was invented, forged, fabricated by anyone other than Allah. It is only from Allah. وَلَكِن تَصْدِيقَ الَّذِي بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ. It is a confirmation of the scriptures that preceded it. وَتَفْصِيلَ الْكِتَابِ. And a detailed explanation of the necessary commandments. لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. There is no doubtful content in it. مِن رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. It is revealed from the Lord of the worlds. أَمْ يَقُولُونَ افْتَرَى. Even though it is not a fabrication. أَمْ يَقُولُونَ افْتَرَاهُ. Do they claim that he invented it? He has made it up. If he has made it up, so tell them, فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِثْلِهِ. Tell them, you two are Arabs, boastful about your eloquence and your linguistic prowess. فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ. So produce a surah like it. And do not take on this challenge individually. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَدْعُوا مَنِ اسْتَطَعْتُم مِّن دُونِ اللَّهِ. Summon for assistance whomsoever you can besides Allah. All creation, all your deities. Bring them all together, all their minds. And to bring a surah like it, in kuntum sadiqin, if you are true in your claim that this is a fabrication or invention by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If he's a human being, he has produced something, you are all able to then challenge him if it is the word of a human being. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, bal kadhabu, ayah 39. In evidence like this, to tell them also that you cannot match the Quran, this evidence also is ineffective for such people. For they do not wish to understand the truth. بَلْ كَذَّبُوا بِمَا لَمْ يُحِيطُوا بِعِلْمِ. Instead, they have rejected that which they have not even determined its authenticity or factuality with their knowledge. They haven't even tried to understand it, to see it, to assess it, or even attempted to review its credibility. So how would they then ever understand? And the reason why they remain indifferent to it is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَلَمَّا يَأْتِهِمْ تَأْوِيلُ. Its final outcome has not yet come to them, which is the punishment for rejecting it has not yet come to them. So they reject it, they are indifferent to it, they do not even assess it, they do not understand it. However, they will ultimately face the consequences of rejecting it. And when they realize that it is the truth, it will not benefit them, for it would be too late. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, كَذَلِكَ كَذَّبَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. And so did those who preceded them reject without even assessing and seeking to understand. So what is the outcome? فَانْظُرْ كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الظَّالِمِينَ. So observe what was the final outcome of the transgressors. They were destroyed, and these people too also will share a similar fate. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يُؤْمِنُ بِهِ. But then all of them will not meet the same fate, for all are not equal. And of them there are those, مَنْ يُؤْمِنُ بِهِ, who would still believe in it in the future. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ لَا يُؤْمِنُ بِهِ. And there are those who would not believe in it. وَرَبُّكَ أَعْلَمُ بِالْمُفْسِدِينَ. And Allah is most aware of the mischief makers, the corruptors. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will take them to task. Shall we do tilawat of the surah?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل من يرزقكم من السماء والأرض أمن يملك السمع والأبصار ومن يخرج الحي من الميت ويخرج الميت من الحي ومن يدبر الأمر فسيقولون الله فقل أفلا تتقون. فذلكم الله ربكم الحق فماذا بعد الحق إلا الضلال فأنى تصرفون. كذلك حقت كلمة ربك على الذين فسقوا أنهم لا يؤمنون. قل هل من شركائكم من يبدأ الخلق ثم يعيده؟ قل الله يبدأ الخلق ثم يعيده فأنى تؤفكون. قل هل من شركائكم من يهدي إلى الحق؟ قل الله يهدي للحق. أفمن يهدي إلى الحق أحق أن يتبع أمن لا يهدي إلا أن يهدى؟ فما لكم كيف تحكمون؟ وما يتبع أكثرهم إلا ظنا إن الظن لا يغني من الحق شيئا. إن الله عليم بما يفعلون. وما كان هذا القرآن أن يفترى من دون الله ولكن تصديق الذي بين يديه وتفصيل الكتاب لا ريب فيه من رب العالمين. أم يقولون افتراه؟ قل فأتوا بسورة مثله وادعوا من استطعتم من دون الله إن كنتم صادقين. بل كذبوا بما لم يحيطوا بعلمه ولما يأتهم تأويله. كذلك كذب الذين من قبلهم فانظر كيف كان عاقبة الظالمين. ومنهم من يؤمن به ومنهم من لا يؤمن به وربك أعلم بالمفسدين. صدق الله العظيم.